Let's go. Para. Cookie, cookie. Good morning, everybody. Hello. My name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take it to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. And it is a Thursday here. Maybe you're listening to this later, later in the week, later in the month, and you're like, hey, Thursday. Well, it is right now. I love Thursday. Throwback Thursday. Shout out to everybody.
Thursday is good. It's like weekend eve.
Absolutely. It's brought to you by Dustin's Barbecue. Here's Dustin's, something you want to know about Dustin. You got Easter coming up this weekend.
That's
okay.
Right. I keep forgetting about
Remember all that cooking that a lot of you are not looking forward to doing? Guess who really loves to cook? Dustin. He loves cooking. Give them a call or go to their website, dustinsbarbecue.com, and you will have the most delicious food for your family gathering. Trust me, we just had their food the other day. It's fantastic.
Big fan of their chicken, man. Their chicken is right on point.
And Russ knows chicken.
I do know chicken.
Russ knows chicken. It's Dustin's Barbecue. Have them over for your Easter. They'll be glad to do it. Check them out, dustinsbarbecue.com. Man, I love music. Love music. I listen to music pretty much all day. I have headphones in my ear. Obviously, that's where they usually go. Music is so powerful. It can literally change your state of being. A song out of the blue. I know Angel feels it. He's a freaking DJ. So, I mean, he lives, you know, you start off the day with music. You start off the day, it gets... Get something going. Anything?
Not right off the bat. It's probably about 20 minutes, and then I'll play music.
Nice. And I try to do some stuff in the morning, try and work out before I even get music going. I'm usually listening like something informational. But then one of my favorite artists, I even wore a shirt today, is Tupac. And he had a song out. Man, when did... Because this goes with my shout-out, Russ, if you're wondering why I'm going to Tupac. But it is amazing when artists come through. And Kiss is one of those artists that they're ahead of their time. Like, you know, they're doing things. People are like, what is this pyro stuff? What is this giant stage show? Now everybody has a giant stage show.
Right.
You know? And this song, Angel, what was this? 93, maybe? 94?
That is correct, yeah.
You know, he was doing a song about, basically it was out to single moms. And that's who the shout out goes today. All the single dads out there, don't get upset. I have mad respect for the single dads, and I know a lot of single dads.
But there's a lot of single moms.
But by and large,
yeah,
it's single moms. And
he's the first one to write a song about them, isn't he?
Dude, listen to this right here.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this song before. As a matter of fact, I've known single moms, and this is their favorite song.
It's their favorite song. Savannah has talked about this when she was a single mom, how this song kept her going. And this Tupac was regarded at a time a wild dude, a womanizer. But the reason I love Tupac, similar to me, not in the same regard, is there's a lot of levels. There's a lot of dynamics. There's a lot of dichotomies. And we all have that within ourselves. We're not just all one thing. We're not just, you know, happy all the time. We're not sad all the time. And, man, I don't think to this day there's been somebody that has stated the how tough it is to be a single mom out there. So if you're listening to the Monsters...
I can't remember. I don't know of another song about single moms.
And this was at a time when rap was looked at as garbage.
Yeah.
This, you know...
Just vulgar.
Vulgar.
Just
and,
vulgar, yeah.
You know, I keep pumping it, Angel. I love it.
No redeeming quality.
Exactly. And so all the single moms that are listening to the Monsters, listening to Real Radio, just know you are doing some amazing work. And sure, you have days that are off. And sure, there are times when you're like, I wish I could do more for my son or my daughter or my kids. But right now, understand, you're doing the best that you can. Lay it all out. Write out some solutions. Figure out your problems. But know that you are doing some amazing work. And we believe in you. You know, just a little shout out to the single moms. I think a lot of times they don't get the love that they deserve. I didn't have a single mom. I grew up with a pretty full household. I had grandmas and basically most Hispanic homes got a bunch of people in them.
Yeah.
So until I had a kid with my wife, obviously, I didn't realize how hard it was to raise a kid.
Oh yeah.
and
for a single mom, it's even even tougher. You know.
Yeah. So if you've already made it out of that, where, you know, you've made it on the other side, whether you got married, whether your kid went to college, whether it's all good, congratulations. And I give you major, major, major props.
By the way, Texas Service checking in. I hate to tell you, but the Beatles did a song called Lady Madonna.
Lady Madonna.
Is that about a single mom?
Is that about a single mom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, John Lennon was grew up with a single mom. Actually, his grandma kind of raised him, too. But that's cool. I didn't know that. Beatles and Tupac, two of my favorites.
There you go.
All right, so this weekend, I wasn't here on Monday, so I wasn't able to talk about it, but was a huge event. I would say one of the greatest feats in sports history. And I'm not even a golfer. Like, I don't even really enjoy golf that much. But I followed this story because I was connected to it, because I work for EA Sports, and I met Tiger, and I don't know him, but I've had some different encounters. And I always like to see what happens when somebody gets kicked in the boop. And essentially, that's what Tiger happened and with a golf club, with the back of his windshield. And for a guy that was at the highest level,
yeah.
And for those listening that may be a little bit younger, because this happened in 2005 when the last time he achieved this great feat of winning the Masters. That is 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And at first glance, you and I, Russ, look at 2005 like, hey, we're partying in 2005. That's not too long ago.
Oh, it was not too long ago.
You know,
but it was forever ago. Hell yeah.
14
years.
Years, guys. Yeah. And if you're listening going, I don't care about golf, Carlos, just hear the story. Tiger Woods lost pretty much everything other than his money.
Yeah.
Other than his money, you know, and property, physical things. But what he had was he was looked at almost like a deity.
Yeah, like he was unbeatable. Every time he stepped on the, you know, the links. It was like, oh, Tiger's there. He's going to win. Like, you know, it was just common. Like, okay, he won another one. You never thought he was going to lose.
And he really didn't. His record up until then was pretty unbelievable. Now, his personal record up to and then, he was pretty well known to be a dick.
See, I remember him being as kind of more of a mystery. I didn't know much about it. I remember Dirty Jim saying, oh, behind the scenes, he's heard that he's kind of a... But it wasn't, like, well-known that he was a prick. It was just, you had to
know someone.
Know? And Jimmy knew some people that had worked at the golf course out at Bay Hill and said, yeah, he's kind of... Back behind the scenes, people say he's kind of an ass. And I remember going, oh, come on, that can't be. It's Tiger Woods. He's like a superstar. But he was.
You know, I know a lot of servers. And I knew a lot of servers that had served him.
Yeah, and they
and
all.
And cooks and people that knew him. And those are the times that you can really see somebody.
Sure.
When they know nobody's looking. When it's your room service room. When it's, you know, these moments that you should judge somebody by in a sense of, like, their character. How do they treat people that have really nothing to do with their advancement in life, right? So, Tiger fell on some hard times. And that and he basically began to eat crap in his game and life from DWIs.
Well, I was going to say, he did, that did happen, but self-inflicted.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like self-inflicted.
Like most of us do.
Yeah.
Like most of us do. Most of us die from self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah.
We eat too bad, we drink too much, mm-hmm. we cheat, we do all these things that usually lead to a bad road. But I thought, let's reminisce a little. Let's go back to 2005, the last time that Tiger Woods won a Masters, which is, for those who don't know, basically a championship in golf. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like four majors, I think. And to win that after 14 years is pretty insane. Let's go back. 2005. Do you know good old George W. Bush had just started his second term?
Wow.
Just started. And you hear 14 years, you don't think it's that big of a deal. Obama was a new senator, a brand new little senator. You know what the number one movie in the world was? This is when a movie with zero kind of knowing what the hell it was could make number one. Sahara with Matthew McConaughey.
What?
Exactly. It was a different time.
What is Sahara?
Sahara was Matthew McConaughey in the desert, like smoking weed.
I don't even remember that. Yeah.
The
desert.
It's a desert. You know, a movie could just be like, hey, that was the age of the movie star. Matthew McConaughey's in it. We got to go see it. There's no Netflix. There's no smartphone.
There's no Lincoln Navigator I'm driving around in.
Exactly. That's a pretty good one. I like that. Matthew Denmark. I like that. Destiny's Child, one of the most popular groups of all time, was just on their retiring tour. We didn't know what Beyonce was going to be.
No.
We didn't know how big Beyonce was going to be. 2005, the last time that Tiger Woods won a Masters. The iPhone wasn't even invented yet. The iPhone, the last time Tiger Woods won a championship in 2005, the iPhone wasn't invented yet. Do you know what happened in 2005 to Tom Cruise, Russ Rollins?
Tom Cruise.
Think about what was the biggest deal with Tom Cruise?
Probably he jumped up on the couch with Oprah.
Bingo, yeah. Lolly. He was in love with Katie Holmes in 2005.
Yeah.
He's now a Scientology god. Now you have to pray to Tom Cruise when you walk into the centers. It's just him saluting. Carrie Underwood, Russ.
She started, she won American Idol.
Won American Idol. We didn't know she was going to be America's sweetheart. We didn't know she was going to cry pretty. We didn't know that somebody was going to cheat on her, and she was going to take her keys and run it across that.
Who was she in the finals
with? Wheel drive. There we go.
Was she in the finals with Clay Aiken?
It was.
Her and Clay.
Clay Aiken was Ruben Studdard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that was a great duo. They should have just gone on the road together.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little bit big, and I'm a little bit gay.
Stuttering and Aiken.
Yeah. Stuttering Aiken. No, who was it against Carrier? It was a guy, a rocker, wasn't it?
Oh, was it the rock guy? The guy
Constantine or something?
Yeah.
Why do I remember
that? My God, man.
At first, American Idol was fun.
It was so much fun.
3 or 4 years, I really kind of enjoyed it, and then I dropped out afterwards.
I dropped out after Soul Patrol guy.
Soul Patrol!
See, you're right. I think that was my last. I'm like, okay.
Soul Patrol!
We interviewed him. Seemed like a nice guy.
Taylor Hicks.
I don't think he's going to make it.
And Carrie, I mean, she's still crushing one of country's music. 2005. That's the last time Tiger Woods won. And another last little thing. Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher were married. Remember, we thought they were going to be forever.
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 Yeah, but now who's he married to now?
That one chick that does the Jack Daniels commercials.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're working out.
A bit of an upgrade.
My point is this. Motivational Minute connects to Tiger Woods. It took 14 years for redemption. 14 years. There were people, including this room, that said this guy's never going to do anything again. Yes, we are not all golf legends trying to look for redemption. We all have our form of redemption, okay? Whatever that may be. But the biggest thing is he didn't give up. And that's why you can't give up on redemption. It may be a personal redemption. It may be something, a dream, where you really wanted to get that job. It may be, man, I haven't talked to my kids in 14 years. 14 years. Today it starts. You can seek that redemption, but it all begins with not giving up. Do not give up on yourself. Tiger Woods didn't give up on himself. Many people gave up on him. Hell, half his fans gave up on him.
A lot of people say he'll never win again.
He'll never win again. Yeah. I genuinely felt he would when he got back to that mental place, because the only thing that was stopping, making him win was that mentality. Get your mind right. Redemption is right around the corner. Do not give up on yourself. And if nobody believes in you, I do. Los, you can do it. I know one thing. Today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.